stage two out of Madison, between Frida Wilson and Sarah, and then Mary Oka. As usual, let's begin with those word samples.
I don't know. There is one.
There's a script.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, so you don't need to revisit it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know
we're good. Excellent. The script has been called back to mind, and we are good to go.
Yes. So this is Stage Q, their annual queer shorts LGBTQ plus short plays. So this was for 1500 Madison. And so I was just wanting to clarify the budget is the reversal is that most of it's going to artist fees for these two professional playwrights that are coming. I didn't see anywhere where the travel, they have a travel budget additionally that they're asking for funding for, but I didn't see clarity on who the playwrights. Well, I guess they say the playwrights' names, but I just didn't see any descriptive information and wasn't sure where they were traveling from. But 350 each is in a huge travel budget, so I assumed it was somewhere in Wisconsin. So anyway, this is to a cohort of 8 to 10 local playwrights, aspiring playwrights, to be able to work with them over the course of a year to develop plays that then would go through a vetting process, short plays, sorry, to be part of their this overall annual production that they have. You know, I think this is just really an interesting investment locally to be able to create a supportive experience for the creation of new works, which is just, for me, a personal value that I have, is to try to build that. It's a very small budget for a primarily volunteer, low-budget organization. You know, I actually would encourage them to think about offering some kind of artist fee to the cohort members to participate in a year-long process. But again, that might be more of an expansion point for the future. Also, it was just their board representation described roles, but it didn't actually tell me who those people were. So, and I just always look really closely at board and staff, especially when it's a volunteer organization, to make sure that there's capacity there.
So tell me again, what would have been helpful that you didn't see there?
The board representation, it described the organizational role, but it didn't describe like sector or other role that they have.
Exactly.
But the point is the overall outreach coordinator that they did describe seems to have a strong expertise. So I'm not really concerned about capacity. I just don't know who that board is exactly. I actually thought the play review in the Isthmus was very expressive and very helpful for me to just understand impact.
Mm-hmm.
And again, why this kind of playwriting opportunity is important. They have very strong media distribution. I wanted to encourage them to just, again, really look at the social networks of their participants, for social media, but also for in-person always. You know, again, always in the spirit of how do you further expand what cultural representation is inside of the queer community that's coming, that's in the cohort and coming to see the plays. I did not see an evaluation plan. I just saw that evaluation practice in the narrative. Which I did think was strong, and they're doing multiple points of engagement, and again, I just encourage them to look at how they're still inquiring around the aesthetics. So again, the poetics that come out in the plays, what is it telling you about queer culture in Madison? You know, how can we, or in Wisconsin, how can we further learn from that and integrate it back in? And again, kind of like with some of the other groups we've looked at today, I just am interested in how these stories can directly connect to policy or other social justice changes that the queer community might like to see here. So again, how are they just developing a way of giving insight into Wisconsin culture, you know, from the LGBTQ perspective? How can it be further documented and shared, whether that's through professional video, writing, online platforms? Again, this might be a larger budget item than they're prepared for, but there's sometimes low-budget ways you can do that. And it just seems like, again, a beautiful investment in local storytelling. I'd love to see it translated beyond the actual just theater experience.
I thought this was a great idea, the goal of training 8 to 12 new local playwrights. The script that was submitted, I thought, was terrific. It was really funny, and it was well-written, and I mean, the author, Andrew Black, the playwright, it's good evidence that he's the right person to be one of the coaches here. I would have loved to have known something about the other one, Shirley Holmes. There was just sort of nothing about her.
Right.
So it made it a little hard to figure out the score on this one. And that would just be a suggestion I'd make to them, is to make sure that information about all of the lead artists is supplied to us. You know, if accessibility refers to the festival, it was certainly accessible. I would have loved to have known a little bit about how they were going to identify the 8 to 12 people who would participate. Again, I'm not really worried. I know they're here, but I would have just liked to have known something about it. And you're right about the evaluation. I guess they did talk about how they're going to be collecting feedback from the audience, which is great. It seems to me the real question is, are they developing skills within local playwrights? So some of the things perhaps that I might look at is when these new playwrights submit work to the festival, is it strong enough to be selected? You know, so did they see a participation in the festival by these folks, which is something you could find out right away, so yes or no kind of thing, as well as over time, will they grow as, continue to grow as playwrights? But I liked it. I mean, even with some of the information that I thought was missing, I think this is great to be doing it.
I see a real value again for the community, and that it's going to continue to spread out and give people an opportunity to test their talents.
Yeah. I always believe in creating a gift that keeps on giving. So the 8 to 12 people not only participate in this festival, but maybe next year and the next, and maybe one of these days they'll be the coaches for a new crop.
Thank you.
I like this one. I thought that I love it. I would like to see how they're going to evaluate how the growth of the playwrights involved, how will they take note of that or evaluate that after this year and then moving forward. It would be nice to see that.
And I think there would be some fairly easy ways of doing that too. I mean, when there's a review in Isthmus, are any of these people, assuming that they get their work accepted into the festival, do reviewers mention them? I mean, the absence of a review isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if they do, that's a good thing. As well as even Andrew Black and Shirley Holmes just doing a quick observation about how they grow as playwrights over the course of the year. So these would be simple to do.